You're listening to SBS News.
Speaking in Canberra at the National Press Club, Scott Morrison sought to mitigate some of the public furore that his government has faced over the vaccine rollout, aged care and access to rapid antigen tests. Criticisms the government acted too slow or failed to plan ahead were blamed on evolving COVID-19 variants and changing health advice. Overall, Mr. Morrison defended his government's response during the pandemic and to the rise of the Omicron variant.
As we went into this summer, we were optimistic. I was optimistic. We're all desperately looking forward to a great summer. And one of the things we learn again is that the virus has a way of bringing you back to earth. And we could have communicated more clearly about the risks and challenges that we still faced. And I think in raising those expectations about the summer, that we heightened the great sense of disappointment that people felt.
Mr. Morrison went on to say that if he had his time again, he would have put the vaccine rollout under a military operation from the start and better managed the transition of aged care residents into hospitals with the states. After a summer marred by the coronavirus Omicron wave, rising deaths and a shortage of rapid antigen tests, the Prime Minister admitted that voters were frustrated, but stopped short of offering an apology to them, even when pressed by NPC President Laura Tingle.
We hadn't anticipated that we would have a variant that resulted in the vaccine not being able to stop the transmission. We had invested so much, and Australians invested so much, in getting those vaccinations.
Another frosty exchange took place between Sky News' Andrew Clennell, who questioned whether the Prime Minister had lost touch with ordinary Australians.
We've got up to 100 Australians a day dying with COVID, a low booster rate, inflation, indoor businesses in Sydney and Melbourne on their knees without your support. What are you going to do about these problems? Have you lost touch with ordinary Australians? And on that theme, off the top of your head, can you tell me the price of a loaf of bread, a litre of petrol, and a rapid antigen test?
Now, I'm not going to pretend to you that I go out each day and I buy a loaf of bread and I buy a litre of milk. I'm not going to pretend to you that I do that. And I'll leave those sort of things to you, mate.
In the latest 24-hour reporting period, Australia recorded 74 deaths from COVID-19, the highest numbers coming from New South Wales with 30 and Victoria with 34. Queensland recorded 10 fatalities, while 3 were reported in South Australia. 8 of the 10 deaths reported in Queensland were aged care residents. The state's health minister, Yvette Darth, says she's raising these concerns about the sector with the Morrison government.
Of the 107 deaths we've had in aged care residents since the start of pandemic, only 10 of these people have been boosted. And I'm concerned that 20 were not vaccinated at all. And I am writing to the Commonwealth today about a number of issues in aged care that I'm concerned about, including what is the accurate rate of boosters of aged care residents. I'm hearing from people who say they're begging managers of aged care facilities to bring people in to vaccinate their loved ones for boosters. And that, sadly, that's coming after, or at the same time as they start getting COVID positive cases spreading throughout the facilities.
Ms. Darth says that workforce shortages, personal protective equipment and rapid antigen test supplies are major concerns, despite assurances from the Morrison government that these outbreaks were being managed.
Despite the Commonwealth saying, we've got a plan, we're managing these outbreaks, they are writing to me and to the Queensland government as recently as the 19th of January, asking us to use our contracts with private hospitals to find staff and private hospital beds for aged care residents where the need arises. Now, this should be their responsibility, but they keep asking us to use our resources to do this work for them.
She's now calling for the Morrison government to implement the recommendations set out by the Royal Commission into aged care. Meanwhile, in Victoria, councils say they've postponed health checks for babies older than 2 months as a result of the ongoing pressure on the state's health system. In New South Wales, a parliamentary inquiry has heard that nurses have been forced to cancel leave to cover shifts during the pandemic. And in Tasmania, nurses and midwives have flagged industrial action over chronic understaffing issues exacerbated by the pandemic. Another concern being raised on a national level is the alleged price gouging of rapid antigen tests. Today it was announced that retailers charging excessive prices for them could be taken to court by the country's Consumer Monitoring Service. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission received more than 4,000 complaints in 1 month over the price of the home testing kits. Its chair, Rod Sims.
Excessive pricing in and of itself is not against the law, but excessive pricing of rapid antigen tests in the middle of a pandemic, that can amount to unconscionable conduct. And I'm hoping we'll get some people before the courts in relation to that.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.